AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Partly cloudy, windy, 48 degrees on this Monday morning. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by CareArc Chief Operating Officer Amanda Drescher. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right here today. We brought Amanda in because late last week we told you a little bit about the eligibility reviews starting to come back into the picture for Medicaid slash CanCare insured residents, and also those who use the children's insurance program called CHIP. Wanted to dive a little bit deeper into the details here on this here. And Amanda, I guess, do you have any information here about, why these eligibility reviews are happening? We talked a little bit about they are, but is there a why behind that?
So the reviews are happening because the emergency is over. And so what's been put on hold for the last 3 years with the pandemic is now coming back to where they're getting back to normal life. And so all of those reviews that happen annually just didn't happen during the pandemic. So now that the pandemic is considered over, they're going to go ahead and start redoing those reviews.
And when the letters start coming out, how soon could they arrive, and what do residents need to do when they get those letters?
They should be arriving any time, and what they should do is go ahead and follow the directions that are in the letter. There should be an application process that they would be following, and to just make sure that they get that filled out as soon as possible to so that they don't become uninsured. Amanda, we don't want anybody to lose their insurance.
Absolutely. Amanda, have you been told what the potential turnaround time is for getting letters processed? And, you know, there's probably going to be some that wind up getting denied here. What residents need to do in case they do wind up getting noticed that they're not going to get the coverage?
So if they are notified that they do not get coverage again, they can come to the health center or they can go on the marketplace online, and they can see if they qualify for any of those insurance plans. Most of them are pretty affordable. We have a navigator at the health center. Her name is Heather, and she'd be more than happy to help anybody that would call.
So what are we looking at as far as turnaround time here, Amanda?
Well, it's 3 years' worth of applications, so I'm assuming that it's not going to be really quick, but you're probably going to see the letters come fairly soon. And not everybody's probably going to get the letter at the same time. So just because your neighbor got the letter doesn't mean that you won't get yours here soon. I can't guarantee that they're all going to go out at the same time, but having 3 years' worth of applications to send out, I don't think will be a very quick process.
So are we hearing this correctly, that patients may be a part of the process?
Yes. So okay. What patients need to do, yes. But also making sure that Medicaid or CHIP knows your current address. A lot of people have moved since 2020. And so just making sure that they have your current address and making sure that you're looking in the mail for that letter.
Amanda Drescher, again, Chief Operating Officer for CareArc, joining us here on the KVUE Newsmaker segment here today. You'd mentioned here about having a navigator in place, and that's really kind of a process for the last several years with the federal marketplace in place for several years as well. For folks that are going to come to the CareArc office and use a navigator for their health insurance needs, what do they need to bring with them? What are some of the different paperwork that they should bring, and maybe some of the stuff that folks may think they need and they don't?
So they should bring any financial information that they have. They need to bring an ID. Just need to make sure that you have everything that you need. If you have any questions, you'll make the appointment with Heather, who is our navigator, and she can tell you what else to bring as well.
So once again, the eligibility review process starting up here very soon here, and CanCare is here to help just in case you need that particular help. Amanda, are we missing anything here this morning before we wrap things up here today?
We will be putting out a short social media campaign. We'll be putting one message a week, and it's basically to remind about information on the Medicaid reapplication, but also to give some helpful hints and some tips.
Understood. So look for CanCare, for CareArc through social media channels here the next several weeks to get that started. So, Amanda, thanks much for joining us here today. Best of luck with this, and we'll let folks know that the help is local, not just going online for that. So,
all right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Hey, Amanda, thanks. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Amanda Drescher, who is the CareArc Chief Operating Officer, in with us this morning talking about the return recently to eligibility reviews with Medicaid, CanCare, and CHIP here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our weekly, or really should say the daily Newsmaker segment every weekday, give us a call. 620-342-1400, and you can always message us KVUE at KVUE.com or really through the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line if you would prefer as well. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest at 720, we'll have Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nurnberg join us talking about the opening of the 2023 Match Day application window, which is this week coming up on Wednesday.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 727, 48 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact.